Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Well, now it's time to talk travel with Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Lots of travel news.
Yeah, it's all kind of...
Summer has come.
Summer has arrived, yeah. And literally, it's absolutely beautiful weather at the moment. And you'd be tempted to stay rather than take off. But literally, when the clocks go back, airlines tend to start switching from winter to summer schedules. So this is a good time if you're not kind of wed to the school holidays over the next couple of months to look at if you want to take a getaway. While those new routes are starting up, there's lots more capacity, etc. So that switch has flicked. And kind of an example of some of the new options you have. Cork has new routes to Bordeaux and Bilbao with Aer Lingus. Shannon has a new Ryanair route to Madeira. Dublin has a new flight to Rabat in Morocco and a couple of new routes to the States as well.
All right. The Ryanair Prime, mm-hmm. Explain.
So not unlike Amazon Prime, now that I think about it, this is a subscription service. So as well as paying for your flights and your bags and your priority boarding and all the rest of it, now you have the option of paying an annual fee of €79. And the idea with Ryanair Prime is that it gives you access to exclusive sales, to free reserved seating on 12 flights a year. So you know the way when you go on and some seats are orange and green and whatnot and you pay accordingly. So 12 where you get them for free, and free travel insurance. Now, it says that if you sign up and you use it all, you could save over £400. But obviously, you'd need to run the magnifying glass over, because if you have an annual travel insurance policy, for example, already that's 180 you won't save if you do it. Anyway, so last week it offered its first of these exclusive sales, and I had a look at it, and it was offering €60 off some return flights for the May Bank holiday weekend. Okay. It's limited to 250,000 passengers, and it hasn't sold out, or at least I haven't heard it has sold out. They would be trumpeting that, I imagine, if it did. It's not the first time I've ever seen an airline do a subscription service, but I've never seen them sort of take off and become the way we travel. So we'll watch this space.
Now, free rail passes for 18-year-olds.
If you are born between the 1st of July 2006 and the 30th of June 2007, you are eligible to get a free EU rail pass. And this is a joint initiative between Interrail and the EU. It's a competition for 18-year-olds, and you can get a month-long pass. Now, it's not just sign up and get it. You do have to jump through a few hoops. You have to satisfy the age criteria. You have to answer actually 5 questions on the EU.
Google.
So, yeah, you could do that. You might need a practice run at it. If you're interested in that, check youth.europa.eu.
Very good. Now, let's talk about Ireland's passport.
So Ireland's passport, we know that it's a document that's sort of viewed very highly around the world. There is an index called the Henley Passport Index that the Department of Foreign Affairs takes quite seriously, and that ranks Ireland as the joint third strongest passport in the world. But last week there was a new survey by another group called Nomad Capitalists. Now, this is a private company in Switzerland, a tax and immigration consultancy, and they said Ireland's passport was the most powerful in the world. Its methodology was slightly different. It looked at 199 countries and it gave a weighted ranking based on, say, the amount of places we can travel to without a visa. It gave that a 50% weighting. Then taxation, the perception of Ireland and Irish people overseas, personal freedoms.
Okay,
and
so mind your passport is the message.
I think so. And not only that, a good time to check as we're talking about getting away. Have a quick look. I did this myself yesterday. I'm traveling to the States shortly and I wanted to check my visa was still valid. Check the renewal date because the turnaround times, obviously there's extra pressure goes on the system in the coming months, and children's passports only last 5 years, which you can often forget.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, that I renewed that a couple of years ago, it's grand. Not necessarily the case. So it's already had almost 300,000 applications this year. So just check that.
Yeah. When you're renewing, though, it's simplicity itself for the adult passport anyway.
For this, what they call the simple renewals, exactly. When you're doing a children's passport, there's guardianship things you have to do that take longer. And if you're doing a complex renewal, they will take longer. But interestingly, 93% of us now renew online. So that sending an...
And the other thing, you have to make sure where you're going to a country, they may require a certain number of months validity remaining on your passport before you can go there.
Great point. So if it's not many countries, but it is some significant ones. For example, Dubai, Turkey and Thailand. So your passport will have an expiry date, but when you're travelling to those countries, you need to have several months validity after that date.
Now, talk to me about the tourism worries. I mean, we had this row between the industry and the CSO. The CSO saying the numbers were way down in January and February.
Yeah.
And some of the people in the industry saying, oh, no, they weren't. We were doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And they are going to meet to talk about the methodology. You've probably covered this, but the CSO did do a slight change in its methodology in recent years as to how it calculates these figures. It's shown a dramatic enough falls in revenue and visitor numbers up to 30%. The industry, as you rightly say, has questioned that. So they're now kind of getting together to figure out what's what and how they'll move forward. But I think looking at March will be a real key month because that had St. Patrick's Day. That was the whole traditional kicking off of the season. But there are good signs. You'll see places busy. The weather's up. Confidence is up. New routes. Cork Airport's flying. But there are also wobbles. And you've covered this in every facet of light, Pat, about the tariffs and the impact they may have on confidence. And I can totally see families around the kitchen table wondering about their holiday and what's coming up. You know, it's definitely something.
Did you see that story that Irish people might have to clean out their social media entering the United States lest they find some anti-Trump stuff on their social media and they would be turned away? I mean, that would be ludicrous.
It would be ludicrous. That's one reason I checked my visa, because there is definitely a sort of a concern. We've seen people detained, a traveller from Britain, a traveller from Canada. There's definitely some kind of not a clampdown, but a strict appliance of the rules, let's say. And the Department of Foreign Affairs has updated the advice on its US travel advisory page to say, you know, to underline even a slight overstay in the States could have a serious consequence. But also new notes on pointing out that if you're getting your ESTA, that you need to declare your biological sex at birth. So there's obviously, they're targeting that at transgender people, that travellers whose sex on their passport differs need to contact the embassy before travel. So definitely people are running the rule over this. And there's also the question of sentiment. So we've seen Canadian visitors pull back on travelling to the States. But Pat, I told you I'm going to the States in a couple of weeks. And I had a chat over the weekend with my own wife when she said, why would you want to go to the States at the moment? And we had that chat about, you know, well, it's not everybody, and what about tourism?
And it's my job, darling.
Indeed. I think that is going to play out really interestingly, and airline shares in the States have dropped more than is
and
on IAG average in recent years.
Dropped this morning as well. Interesting. Anyway, Paulo Canila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.